Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 490 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thanks for all the birthday wishes from yesterday, too. I really appreciate that. My birthday was on the 6th, the big 33. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for all the support. We have a great question today from Jeremy, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber.com, an awesome email service provider that can help you get started with building your email list. I used AWeber when I first started out to build my list to over 120,000 people with broadcast emails and also autoresponder emails to continually keep in constant contact with those audience members and the subscribers so that when I send an email out, the open rates are much higher. And also I can just continually provide value and have people go through that automation process, which is really important, especially for smart passive income type stuff. So if you want to check out AWeber for free for 30 days, all you have to do is head on over to AWeber.com/AskPat. Go ahead and check it out. You can see another testimonial from me there too. AWeber.com/AskPat. Check it out. All right. Here's today's question from Jeremy.
Hey, Pat. My name is Jeremy, and my passion is springboard diving. My question is, I want to create a niche site on springboard diving because in high school and college, I dove and I didn't have the coaches I wanted. I didn't have the time or money to get a coach. So my idea was to maybe come up with an e-course or start out with a blog on diving. But my problem is that I have done a lot of research and I haven't found very much on the web about the subject. And in a lot of the research I've seen, it says, or you've said, that it's not necessarily a good idea to get into something that it doesn't look like there's a big market for. So I wanted to get your two cents on that and see if I should even go into this. And then I also had a question on my age. I'm only 22 years old, so I wanted to know. I think I'm nervous a little bit to get into it because I don't think people will think I have the credibility because I'm so young. So any input you could give on that would be awesome. Thanks.
Hey, Jeremy, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I think it's really cool that you have an interesting niche in mind, springboard diving. Now, the first thing I want to mention is that the same as regular diving? I don't know the diving space. So you want to make sure that when you're doing your research, you try and figure out if there are any other ways that people are looking for this stuff. I mean, there might not be any websites, but maybe there are certain keywords, for example, that people are typing in to find the same type of information. And if you can understand what those other terms are, it can give you a better idea of what that niche market is like. Now, the thing that I will mention, and I think this is going to be the most helpful to you, and we'll talk about your age in a sec, but the thing that's going to help you understand if this is something that works is you want to test this. And the way you would test this is by going into a blog that has people of the same industry, not necessarily who are interested in the same niche, but the same industry, the diving or the swimming. Or, you know, what you want to do is put yourself in front of a crowd and talk about and provide value in regards to springboard diving specifically. Give away some tips and your best stuff, and then you essentially have a call to action at the end that is essentially a hand raise, what I like to call a hand raise. And that is everybody who is like, hey, guys, if you want more interest, if you are more interested in this topic, come over to my website here. You can just set up a landing page to collect email addresses, for example. That way you don't have to build the whole thing out. You don't have to, you just create a little something that says, hey, guys, if you're more interested in this stuff, if you want to hear more about this kind of thing, if this is something that interests you, put in your email address. And that's how you can know whether or not this is going to work. And if you do this on a couple sites with big diving sites, for example, or big swimming sites where people might get interested in springboard diving specifically, you can test to see if there's any of those people who would come over and get more interested in the topic. And if not, if you find that zero people come over, even though you've provided value, then you know that this isn't something that you should potentially get into. But I think that's the most direct and easiest way to go is you put yourself in front of that audience who could potentially become interested in this topic. You share value, talk more about what it is that you have to offer in terms of information and what it's like. And maybe you tell your story about how you were able to figure all these things out and maybe share some proof of what you do and how it's helped you and all those sorts of things. Again, I don't know about springboard diving, so I don't know exactly what the topic is, but you put that information out on those websites as a guest post. And you know, I feel like because it is such an interesting topic, it would be very easy for you to land a guest post. You write those posts ahead of time and you send them out to one of the biggest websites out there that is related to your topic. And then you just say, hey, here's my draft. I think this would be really helpful. I see you don't have any information about this. I'd love to be that person to fill in that gap. And in that post, you have a call to action to come back to your page and learn more. And if you don't get anybody who wants to learn more, then you know that nobody wants to learn more. But if you are getting a lot of emails, then you know to take the next step. So this is sort of what I like to call an iterative confirmation process or an iterative validation process. I talk about this in my book, Will It Fly? You can check that out at willitflybook.com. There's a lot of things that are involved with validation, and this is just one of the things you could do to kind of get that, like I said, a hand raise. It's like getting in front of an audience in person saying, hey, is anybody interested in this topic here? And if you have nobody raising their hand, then you don't continue talking about that topic. But if you have a lot of people who are, you can take those people aside and start to give them the information they want about it. So that's how I would tackle that. You become that person who writes about it to see if anybody else is interested. Now, let's talk about your age. 22. So what? You're 22. You have experience. You've done these things that other people have not. Age does not matter. It's when you think it matters that it actually does, because it will reflect in your copy, in your confidence, in your writing, in your sales processes, in your guest post. Don't think that you are not qualified because of your age. I know a lot of people who are much younger than I am who are much smarter, and vice versa. I mean, it's just like age is just a number. It honestly does not matter at all. You prove yourself with the knowledge, with your hustle, with your information, and with how much you are trying to provide value to a particular audience. That's how you prove yourself. Not with an age. So Jeremy, I hope that answers your question and gives you some thoughts to move forward and some specific things you could do actually to test this idea out. And I wish you the best of luck. So we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I also want to mention you can all head over to askpat.com and you can ask your question right there on that page if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here in the show. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is aweber.com. That's AWEBER.com. You can head on over to aweber.com/askpat, and you'll get a 30-day free trial of this amazing email service provider that is the same one I used to get started and to build my list to over 120,000 people. Probably the best part about AWeber is their customer service. You know, I've had some integration issues in the past, and you know, they are super quick with their live chat feature. And again, it's just really easy, and they care about their customers, I know. So head on over to aweber.com/askpat. You can get started with that. I also want to finish off with a quote. And this quote is from John Aguilar. He said, "Nothing big will happen in your life until you build off the many small things." Cheers, take care. Thanks so much for the support, and I appreciate you guys. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached
those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.